Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Nicole Parton. William Stevenson, who is the former spouse of Jill Biden, was arrested and charged with murder, the murder of his current wife, according to officials on Tuesday. The 77-year-old Stevenson was taken into custody on Monday and faces first-degree murder charges in connection with the death of Linda Stevenson, as reported by the Newcastle County Police in Delaware. Officers responded to a domestic dispute call on December 28, where they discovered Linda Stevenson unresponsive at their residence. Following her death, her remains were sent to the Delaware Division of Forensic Science for an autopsy. As of Tuesday, authorities had not disclosed the cause of death. Stevenson's arrest came after a thorough investigation that lasted several weeks. A grand jury indicted Stevenson on Monday, leading to his transfer to the Howard Young Correctional Institution after he was unable to post a $500,000 cash bail. Jill Biden and Stevenson were married in 1970 when she was just 18 and a student at the University of Delaware while he was 23. Their marriage lasted for 5 years before they divorced, and she later married then-Senator Joe Biden, who became the President of the United States. More crime and justice news after this. A woman from Michigan has been sentenced to over 6 years in federal prison for impersonating a registered nurse using stolen identities. Letitia Galazzaro, 51, previously of Wayland, was handed a 75-month sentence on January 6 after she pleaded guilty to charges of fraud and aggravated identity theft, according to a press release from the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Western District of Michigan. Prosecutors revealed that Galazzaro secured a position at a Michigan nursing home from August 2022 to May 2023 by submitting fake nursing credentials, including a counterfeit license, diploma, and ID, all while using the name of a legitimate registered nurse. During her time at the facility, she conducted patient assessments, administered medications, started IV lines, and even oversaw the healthcare staff after being promoted to the unit manager when, in fact, she was not a nurse at all. When her performance began to decline and she faced demotion, Galazzaro sought new employment. However, a potential employer discovered her true identity and alerted police. After pleading guilty in October 23, she attempted to evade justice by again fraudulently working as both a registered nurse and a physician's assistant in Illinois and California. She was eventually arrested near L.A. and returned to Michigan. This case marked Galazzaro's third conviction for nurse impersonation, following similar incidents in Michigan in 2016 and Texas in 2017. According to the U.S. Attorney Timothy Verhey, he said rightly deserved the sentence, emphasizing that the case was far more than a fraud and highlighted the critical nature of a nurse's life and death responsibilities for their patients. This 75-month federal prison sentence sends a clear and unmistakable message, said FBI officials in a press release. You may not pretend to be something you are not, especially when it impedes the safety of others. And now to North Carolina, the Concord police are searching for 27-year-old Kristen Lynch. Officers say he has been missing since Monday night around 7:30 p.m. He was last seen leaving his home. That's on Simpson Court. Lynch has autism and has not had his medication since he has been missing. Anyone with information is asked to immediately reach out to 911. Lynch is described as a black male, approximately 5'9", weighing 140 pounds, with dreadlocks. He was last seen wearing a gray jacket and white baseball cap. Anyone with information should immediately reach forward to law enforcement. For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcasting app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Nicole Parton.